Welcome to Supernatural Stocks on MoneyWeb with your host, The Finance Ghost. This is your weekly fix of equity analysis designed for stock pickers. Whether local or international, you can expect a mix of news and my ideas about what I'm seeing in the markets. In the world of tech, they have an acronym called RTFM. It stands for Read the Manual. Now, it's a cheeky term, clearly, for a question where there's a basic answer that can easily be found. There's nothing easy about SENS, but RTFS, read the SENS, is very good advice for stock pickers, not least of all because the MoneyWeb website has an excellent and user-friendly SENS feed that is my go-to for this service. But is the SENS always enough, though? The level of effort in SENS tells you a lot, and these strategies differ dramatically across companies. I read every single SENS announcement that comes out on the JSE, and I've been doing that for 5 years now, so I'm pretty sure I've seen every version of this. It really is obvious where companies have invested time, effort, and brain power into improving their investor communications. It's also just as obvious where they haven't. I can't decide what's worse, to be honest. Paragraphs that are clearly written by AI, or authentic paragraphs filled with typos. Some companies release very short SENS announcements and then put a lot of effort into their downloadable results. In this case, the company is letting you form your own view rather than trying to drive the narrative. This does make it harder for investors to access the materials and understand them, but at least there's nothing disingenuous about this strategy. They are not trying to hide something behind the curtain while distracting you with a show on stage. Other companies release long-form SENS announcements and detailed downloadable results that have even more management commentary in them. This is much better in terms of communication to investors, but you do need to be very cautious in terms of the company cherry-picking numbers for the highlights section. These are my favorite types of announcements as they show that the company is trying to guide investors and stakeholders through the numbers. The risk of disingenuous reporting is much higher though. For example, I often see announcements that make inconsistent use of year-on-year percentage movements, or announcements that include comparable numbers for only certain metrics. Believe me, the company has chosen those metrics carefully. If they want you to see a trend, they will highlight it. And if they don't want you to see it, then they will toss it into File 13, or effectively somewhere deep in the notes of the financials. And they will hope that you are either too lazy or too busy to find it. Or, of course, that you just aren't experienced enough in stock analysis, which is where my passion for closing that gap comes in. Sadly, the File 13 approach works far too well in South Africa, where public stock analysis is limited and PDF results don't use inline XBRL like they do in the United States, so they are not easily searchable by AI and other computer systems. Now, if you're really lucky, the company will also release a full analyst presentation that will be made available to the market. This is often the most valuable document of the lot, although you'll rarely find the link in the SENS announcement. Instead, you need to go hunting around for it on the investor relations section of the company website. The audience for this presentation is typically professional investors and analysts, so it gives you terrific insight into what metrics the pros are looking at. This approach still isn't perfect, though, because there are behind-closed-doors meetings and roadshows that take place between management and top shareholders. Legally, management is not allowed to disclose material, i.e. price-sensitive, non-public information in those meetings. In practice, that assessment can become difficult. There's also mosaic theory, which tells us that analysts and investors are allowed to draw on various sources to put together a picture of the company and then act accordingly. Management might answer a specific question from an analyst that gives that analyst the missing piece for the mosaic they are building, and that information is not price-sensitive in isolation, but it can become price sensitive in that specific conversation. This is just how the market works. And for the most part, there are decent guardrails in place to avoid multiple layers of information existing in the market. We need mosaic theory and the ability for professionals to have access to management, as these pros are managing money on behalf of individual investors or are providing services to such money managers. I think there is a greater good argument here. I do, however, think there's one obvious improvement that can be made, though, modeled after the United States market as the most liquid and exciting in the world. In addition to the analyst presentation, the transcript of the Q&A at the presentation should be made publicly available. This would empower retail shareholders with insight into what the pros are asking. It would also give the market even more information to analyze when they are looking at companies, just like in the US, or at the very least, make sure that the call is available for people who want to go and listen to it, even if there isn't a full transcript. Just to finish off on the different types of SENS and investor communication strategies, I have to mention the final kind of company, one where they seem to think that apathy is the best way to build trust in the market. SENS has no details in these cases, and the underlying financials are built for compliance, not readability. Some of these management teams will then whine about lack of liquidity and investor interest, despite them putting almost no effort into speaking to the market. If you're not going to be nice to someone and take them on dates, they aren't going to be romantically interested in you. It's not different with investors. Low effort from management equals low liquidity. Now, I know it sounds like stock analysis is a lot of work, and I'm not going to lie to you, it is a lot of work. It's also an incredible hobby for so many successful investors, not to mention a wonderful career for numerous professionals. And amongst all the noise, sometimes the answer is actually quite easy to find. In fact, sometimes it's so obvious that I almost can't understand how the market hasn't picked up on it. A perfect example is City Lodge, where I'm currently up around 25%, and best of all, that return has happened in literally the last couple of months. In early September, City Lodge released results for the year ended June. Revenue was up by 3% and HEPS was down by 0.3%, so skimmers laughed it off as a boring set of numbers that aren't worth digging into. This is the classic apathy towards South African midcaps. Apathy from companies in SENS, that's a serious problem. Apathy from investors, that's an opportunity. Results are backward-looking, not forward-looking, and this is why investors should always try and form a view on exit velocity or the momentum throughout the year. In the simplest terms, this month's performance matters a lot more than the performance 6 months ago or a year ago. We don't get monthly reports from listed companies, so instead we have to look for clues. Most of the time, this requires work. You have to split the year into two halves, achieved by using the interim numbers, and then the full year numbers minus the interims to arrive at the performance for the second half. But other times, the company just literally gives you a gift. And here was the gift from City Lodge, included at the bottom of the SENS in their outlook statement when they released their full year results. This is exactly what it said. The 2026 financial year has commenced positively, with group occupancies for July and August 2025 each up 4 percentage points to 60% and 59% respectively compared to the prior year. Similarly, month-to-date occupancies up to 10 September 2025 are up by 4 percentage points to 63% versus 59% in 2024. Food and beverage revenues are up 16% and 14% respectively for July and August 2025. We are optimistic that these positive trends will continue. Look, they can't tell you in black and white that the shares are undervalued, but honestly, that is about as close as you are ever going to find. And yet the market took forever to pick up on what was going on. From mid-September to early November, the shares just got stuck around the 4 Rand mark. But then things really kicked off in November, a few weeks before a voluntary update from the company that highlighted much stronger trading in the first 4 months of the new financial year. The market is now paying attention to City Lodge and is taking that RTFS approach to the announcements, with City Lodge continuing to leave breadcrumbs about recent performance, and by the way, it still looks really good. It's lovely to see South African midcaps being shown some love in the market. It's even lovelier to see it happening to a company that cared enough to give investors enough to work with about their performance. Read, read, and read some more. You will find the answers. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's a lot harder, but the only way to find them is to read. There's no such thing as an opportunity without risk, and these are merely my opinions on the stocks covered herein. Make sure that you do your own research, form your own views on the market when doing anything in your portfolio. Nothing in supernatural stocks should be taken as advice.